And you are the three Eagles leaders of the boys cross country team joining us here after your first meet. Brayton, we'll start with you. I talked to you this past spring, and obviously you missed out on the opportunity to compete. What does it mean to just be out here and have an ability to race and really have that thrill of competition again?
Yeah, missing track was a little difficult. It hurt a little bit, but having this competition today and being able to compete again just feels great being out here, just running races again and doing things as a team. So.
Well, and you got a big team this year, Jack, and there's a lot of guys out here, and you're trying to be a leader. What's it like to see this program grow and to be a part of that?
Yeah, we started out with only a few, about eight returners and a lot of freshmen, and it's really good to know them and figure them out and understand how they run and how they help the team.
Well, Micah, this course is just challenging, right? It's a college-level course. What were the things that you were seeing out there, and what was it like racing for the first time this fall?
Oh, it was a lot of fun getting to run against competition again. I know hills were always a little bit of a difficulty. It's probably not the hilliest course we run on, but it's definitely one of them. And so, yeah, but it's a fun course to run.
Well, and Brayton, for you, you were on the cusp of qualifying for state last year. How do you feel about today and where you are with your off-season progress and now obviously get to try and train to get to that point?
Yeah, it's exciting. I was looking at times in last year, and I've been moving up a little bit for start meets. And so being that close to state last year and having a really strong team, I think individually or team at state would be a real possibility. So.
Well, Jack, what are some of your goals? What are the things you're trying to work on this season?
Make it to state as a team and compete in state and get my goal of my fastest PR.
Well, Micah, for you, similar question. What are the things you're hoping to work on and to push this team to that next level?
I guess for me, there's a couple guys just ahead of me that I'm really hoping that I can catch up to and stick with. But, yeah, I just like these two guys said, we got a really good team this year, a lot of good young runners, and so I think we got a really good shot at going to state.
Well, and Brayton, the nice thing is you get to run this course again in 7 days. What are the things that you learned today? And you've run this course before, but what are the things you learned today, especially with a team like Pella out there, knowing there's going to be some good small schools coming in and the challenges that you'll face this coming Saturday?
Yeah, I think having the big schools today helps with competition-wise. Like, we know they're big schools, so they have a little bit more depth than some of the small schools do. So I think that's going to give us a leg up, and knowing that we can compete against them, we can go out and do the same with smaller schools and do really successful.
Similar question for you, Jack. What are the things you're hoping to work on this week after running this course?
Get faster, always improve, and just like he said, competing with the bigger teams always makes the race faster, and it just helps everybody.
Similar question, what do you hope to work on this week after running here today, Saturday, and coming into next Saturday?
I guess for me personally, I kind of got to work a little bit on pacing. My first mile was a lot faster than I was kind of hoping for, which might sound great, but I kind of died throughout the end of the race. So yeah, pacing for sure, and definitely pack running. Like I said, we got some guys up front that are all pretty close together, so sticking with them would be great.
Those are the Eagles leaders of the Pella Christian Cross Country team. Appreciate it. Thank you. All the best, and we'll see you next weekend.
Yep.
See you then. Thank you.